Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Today we'll be talking about the abuse. No, I'm sorry. The authority, like, and how they abuse their power. So we will be speaking and talking, taking questions on pressure and society standards. Don't worry, this will not be your average sophomore boring conversation that your parents set up. It's strictly made by teens for teens. So speak your mind, make your voice heard, and connect with others. Enjoy. If you have any opinions to share or questions, just contact www.facebook.com/theessenceofsuccessnetwork.com. Yes, yes, yes. So today, it's Thursday, February 11th. You know, Valentine's Day is coming up. I hope everybody has an excellent day. Happy birthday to all my February babies, all the Aquarius, and everybody else. So, today specifically, I decided to talk about the abuse authority's power, like how they abuse their power, because in school today, I'm a pretty good kid in school. Like, I don't do too much. I never get in trouble. Well, not anymore. I don't even get in trouble for, like, you know, I'll explain that in a minute. So, but today, in my school, I've only been, this school that I go to now, I'm a junior, I've only been here for about a year and a half or so. I started last year in, like, December, and then now I started again, you know, just continue. And it's, so today, they have, they're very strict in my school. Like, everything is very strict. Like, they have strict uniform policies, strict no arguing policies. You know, if you argue with somebody, a verbal argument in my school is a 3-day suspension. Then if you actually get into a fight with somebody, that's a 10-day suspension. My principal even suspended one boy for telling him to shut up, and he suspended him for 30 days, 30 whole days. Out of the school year, you're suspended for telling the principal to shut up. He shouldn't have did that anyway, but, you know, that's just, I didn't even know that people could do that, you know, that the principal could suspend somebody for 30 days because, like, automatically in the Elizabeth District, you cannot miss more than 9 days of school, you know, without an excuse. So if you don't have an excuse, like a doctor's note or something like that, then you're automatically going to some school, and he's gonna miss, like, 9 days of school in each of those classes, and you can only make up 2 classes in summer school, so that's like instant like retention. Either way, so today I never get in trouble for anything, as I said, for the most part. And so today I'm walking in the hallway and I have my phone in my pocket. Now everything is very strict, so I make sure I don't keep my phone out or anything else like that because they're going to snatch it. So I'm in the hallway and then boom, my phone falls out of my pocket. So the security guard sees it falls out. As I'm picking it up, he's like, oh, you know, you have to give me your phone. And I'm like, excuse me? And he's like, you have to give me your phone. And I'm like, why? I was not on it. I'm like, it just fell out of my pocket. He's like, well, I saw it, so, you know, I have to take it. I'm like, are you serious? Like, that was such an abuse of power. You understand me? And then I almost had to go through all types of hell to get it back. They're all like, oh, you know, there is such a 2-hour detention on Saturday. Blah, 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 blah. Like, I couldn't even, you know, do any phone out of my pocket. Never have I ever had my phone taken or anything like that. I didn't even know how to protocol when. I just called my mom and everything else. Thank God that I'm cool with the vice principal. And I explained to her what happened. And she's like, okay, you know, I'll give you your phone back, but don't let it happen again. And I didn't even get my phone back until the end of the day. Like, oh, seriously. Like, it's ridiculous. I feel like some of these people, I mean, I know that they want everything to be good and all, but I feel like some people take it overboard. Like, even in my school, it's just, like, such an abuse of power. Like, even, okay, you're supposed to wear all black shoes. So if you wear all black shoes, but then say, like, the bottom has, like, a white strap around it, or your shoelaces are white, or it's, like, a white design on it, then they're like, oh, you know, you have to change shoes. It has to be all black. If you don't change the shoes, you get suspended for 2 days because you're in violation of the uniform code. Like, are you serious? Are you so serious? I cannot and stuff like that. And that's the only thing that I've always gotten in trouble for in school. I was never a busy kid, never a first kid, never a disrespectful kid. It would be about authority abusing the power, especially teachers, because they feel like they're over us as students. So they have the power, they can call your parents and get you in trouble and stuff like that. You know, make up stuff. That was like, a couple of my teachers did that, especially when I was like a freshman in high school and everything else like that. It was like, it was one teacher we had. I mean, he was a brilliant man, don't get me wrong, but I don't know what was wrong with him. Like, he was just angry and everything else like that. And then one day, so it was a test, and a majority of the class failed the test. So he was, like, just so irate, and he's just yelling at everybody about, you know, failing this test and blah, 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 blah. And he's like, do you know the definition of stupidity? It's doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And I'm like, you know, excuse me, sir. That's not the definition of stupidity. That's the definition of insanity. And he's like, you need to learn when to keep your mouth shut and blah, 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 blah. First off, I was not trying to be disrespectful to him. I'm a freshman, or I don't even know if I was either a freshman or I was in eighth grade, because at that school that I went to, it was a high school, but they had a gifted and talented program for seventh and eighth graders. So I had been there since I was in seventh grade. So I don't know if I was either in eighth grade or if I was in ninth grade. I think I probably was actually in eighth grade. Either way, so it's just like, what? And so he was really upset about that, and he sent me to the office for that, for correcting him on the definition. And I was not trying to be sarcastic. I'm just saying, you know, like, if you're going to be going off on somebody and calling people stupid, at least get your definition straight, because that's not the definition of stupidity. Stupidity is just not knowing anything. And then ignorance is not wanting to know anything. And that's why most people are considered ignorant. And they think that just means like, oh, urban, ghetto, you know, whatever the case may be. But no, ignorance is actually not wanting to know. And that's what's wrong with most of the people in the ghetto and everything else like that, is that they don't want to learn anything. They don't want to know anything else. So that's why they're ignorant. And then you have stupid people who just actually don't know anything, but they have the ability to learn something. And then they do, and then they wind up not being stupid anymore. And then you have the insane people who do the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. And that's just not what's going to get you there. So, but other than that, I know that everybody has their own issues with teachers and maybe even parents. Some people feel like parents abuse their authority. I feel as though, like, some people let the authority, you know, get to their heads. You know, they let that power, like having, quote, unquote, control over someone or being able to tell somebody what to do is just, like, so exciting. And, I mean, I don't know. A lot of people feel as though my principal is like that. And he's, I don't think, I mean, well, yeah, a little bit. Like, I mean, he's there all the time. Like, even on off days, he's there. He's at everything, at summer school and everything else like that. And everybody's like, oh, because he doesn't have anything else to do with his life. And he's just like, I don't know. I mean, I feel like sometimes they really do abuse their power, and I was a victim of it today. And I just didn't like that at all. Like, are you, what? Like, really? Just because my phone fell out of my pocket? So, everybody also feels as though the government abuses their power. And you know what is crazy? It was something interesting that sparked in my health class the other day. We were talking about health, and then we started, I don't even know how, we started talking about the government. And these people in my class were saying that they feel as though the government sets people up to fail. Like, basically, they use their power to create things that they know are bad for people, bad for the environment, or whatever the case may be, and then they punish the people for using these things, or, you know, things such as, you know, alcohol and tobacco and drugs and everything else like that, and that they feel as though it's the government's fault for people doing drugs and for people becoming alcoholics and all of this other craziness. Now, I personally do not agree with that, because I feel as though that's overboard. I feel as though that's NAACS. That's something, the term that most teenagers we use now, NAACS, is like you're doing the most. So that was NAACS. And I'm just like, it's not, like, that's what people get confused. Like, if somebody tells you, you're doing something wrong or something like that, then you're like, oh, you know, whatever, you're abusing your power. You're just doing that because you're older than me, and you feel as though you're better than me, whatever, because you're older. But that's not really the case with that, I'd say, because the government, I mean, I believe, though, sometimes they are out to get money and stuff like that, but what you choose to use is completely your will, whether it be suggested, whether it be suggested, whether it just be, you know, whatever it is, I feel as though it's always your choice at the end of the day. Like, nobody, the government doesn't force alcohol down your throat. They don't force you to buy alcohol. They don't force you to smoke tobacco. They don't force you to smoke weed. It's like, that's not their fault. If you didn't want to do it, then you just wouldn't do it. I mean, I have nothing against people who drink alcohol from time to time or do drugs from time to time. I mean, that's your business. Everybody has their own little niche and stuff like that, but that's just never been something that sparked my interest. And I feel as though it has a lot to do with how we grew up, because I've never seen my mom drink or smoke or anything like that. And she's who I have lived with all my life. So I picked up her habits, and now that I'm older and I go out with my friends or I go to a party or something like that and I see people smoking, and I'm like, oh, Becky, you don't smoke? No. Becky, you don't drink? No. I'm just like, I have nothing against you. It's not that I'm better than you or anything. That's just not something that appeals to me. So, you know, everybody has their different thing, but it's all your will. And I feel as though, back to the abuse of power thing, I feel like abuse of power is when you're forcing somebody to do something that they don't want to do, or you're just taking advantage of the fact that you have some reign over this person, like you're just like this tyrannical ruler. You know, it's ridiculous. Like, I just don't know.
Ms. Bakia, you have a call on line 908. 908, you're on the line with Ms. Bakia. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Hi. So what is your take? Do you feel as though the staff in your school abuse their power? Do you feel like they're too, you know, they take advantage of, they are, you know, I don't know, not just older than you, but just have more power, like, do you feel like
Yes.
Why?
Because, like, we don't really, when we're in school, we don't really have power to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we can't just take off whenever we want. And, like, they make decisions for us when we're inside of the school. Yeah, and then we can't just say, well, if they, like, give us something, like an essay to do something, we can't just say we don't want to do it and throw it to the side.
How do you feel, though? They force you all to do it?
Yes.
Very interesting. That's another thing with the testing thing. And that was that is another issue that comes up in my school as well with this abuse of power thing. Like my principal, everybody's being focused inside of it. I feel as though they are out to get money. And we had to take, like, the PARC testing. And first off, the PARC, this is something that's new. It's supposed to start replacing, like, the HESPA test or I think, yeah, it was HESPA. It's supposed to start replacing HESPA. And it's like something like a readiness for college or something like that. It's supposed to, like, replace also, like, I think the PSATs and everything else. And it's like there wasn't – it's not a necessity. It wasn't a necessity. And some people did not want to take the test. And so, like, but not everybody – I told you all before that my school is very diverse, and not everybody's parents speaks English. So the kids told their parents that they didn't want to take the test. So the parents signed a notification saying that they didn't want them to take the test, and they would give it to the school. And then the school, this happened to my friend, the school called their home and then persuaded the parent to allow the kids to take the test, even though they already said that they didn't want to take it, and they signed a petition saying that they did not want to take it. And it's like, see, that's where we go past this abuse of power thing. It's just like they just do what they want to do. I have a chemistry teacher who did that. She just graded homework whenever she felt like grading it. Like, you do it, the next day she wouldn't grade it. It would just be like, oh, a week later, oh, you know, give me that homework. Because since she kept doing that, then people stopped doing the homework because homework is tiring. You know, you have to stay up all night doing essays and definitions and DBQ assignments and everything else like that. And the teacher, for you to do all of this work and then your teacher just not grade it is annoying and it's tiring. So therefore, it's like you don't want to be insane. And that's the type of stuff that drives you insane. And she'll just one day decide to collect all of it. And it's like, well, you know, I didn't do it because you haven't been collecting it. And it's like, then, boom, you just have a zero for that. And then you have to go to the principal and go to the vice principal and everywhere else for them to fix something that wasn't even your fault.
Mr. Keel, you also have a call in on area code 732. You're on the line with Ms. Bakia.
Oh, hi, Rave.
Hey, Bakia.
Hey, do you feel like, see, and Rave is one of my classmates as well. Do you feel as though our school abuses, the staff in our school abuse their power?
I really do think so, yeah.
Why do you think so?
I mean, because some teachers like to take advantage of students, like, you know, like they expect everything to be done like the same day, even though they give you plenty of time for it, and they don't even ask you to come by like when it's like your lunch period or something like that.
Oh,
so,
I know. So you're saying that, like, they don't give you enough time to do an assignment, and then they don't try to offer extra help if they know you're struggling?
Yeah, like even if you're failing, they don't try to give you any extra credit work or something like that.
Oh, you know what? That's 100% true. And teachers' jobs are supposed to be to help students, but some teachers, it's like they're just out to get you. It's like, ah-ha-ha, I just want to make you fail. Right, and I mean, you know, they say, like, oh, it's teenagers' fault because we don't do our work. But sometimes you really do your work, and sometimes it really is a struggle for some people. Like, not everybody just gets everything automatically, and that's what they need to understand. That's especially, like, how Mr. Rachi is. I mean, a teacher is. So that's crazy. I didn't know you felt that way, though, Rave, because Rave is so nice, and he's always so quiet.
Okay, Ms. Takiya, you also have another call on area code 910. You're on the air.
Hey. Hey, Bernie. Do you feel as though the people... I'm sorry, what were you saying?
My teacher, like, his name is Mr. Cooley or whatever. I'm in his AP environmental class. You know, it's a college class, you know, and you get a lot of work. I understand that it's a college class, but the other night he gave me 111 vocabulary words that I had to write. And
it was due
the next day, like, and I was just coming from practice, and it was, I'm so sorry. Hold on.
No problem. But, yeah, especially in AP classes. AP classes, they stand for advanced proficient. In high school classes, like, you have honors classes, but then you have
also But anyway, AP hello?
Classes. Yes.
I'm sorry for that. But I was, we had 111 vocabulary words due on top of all my other homework for all my other classes. And I was in practice, and I didn't get home till like 7:30. It was so much work, and it's ridiculous. He said it himself. It's a lot of work, and he still gave it to us. I just think that is ridiculous.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Yes.
That's crazy. 111 vocabulary words for one night?
He gives us, it's like for a chapter. He gave us, it was 37 vocabulary words, but he wanted us to write it three times each, and that equaled up to 111. Like, that was ridiculous. And then he gave us questions to answer, and he expects us to be able to read the chapter, do the vocabulary words, do the questions all in one night. Like, that's not going to happen.
Do you feel like he likes doing this to students? Like, do you feel like this is his agenda? Like, he just likes to make his class difficult?
To be honest, I don't know, because sometimes he'd be like, I know this class is really hard. I'm trying, you know, take it a little slower. But then sometimes he just acts like he doesn't care, and he gives us all the work in the world. And I'm just like, really?
Oh, wow. That's that's crazy. I didn't know that. Like, that's what it is. But AP classes.
Yes.
I mean, AP classes, they do require a lot of work because, like she said, they are advanced proficient classes. These are college classes.
Yes.
And it's
yes,
like,
they are college,
you know,
classes and accounts for college credit. Yeah.
Right. And so you have, like,
more of a responsibility.
More responsibility, of course. Because, I mean, if that was the case, we could always just take, you know, regular honors classes as well. But AP is more of a standard. It's kind of strive for. And
even
back to last week when I was talking about the school in Little Rock, but it was one of the first schools to be integrated. And banded there, like they say for the Caucasian kids, is advanced proficient classes. And it's only like a few, like maybe three Black kids inside of an AP class. And it's like, wow. But you know, I mean, it's difficult. I understand. But, you know, maybe, I think it'll pay off in the end, quote unquote. But some things are just asinine. Like, why do you have to keep writing the definition three times? I don't understand. You're in high school. We know you know how to write
definitions. Exactly.
That just strikes me because even me being in high school, and even me being in high school since seventh grade, I never had to write definitions that many times. And I take AP classes, and we don't write definitions. I mean, we get SAT words every week or two, but I've never heard of a teacher. I haven't heard of a teacher doing that since, like, I want to say third grade, second grade of a teacher write definitions three times, write the word out three times. And they usually just do that because they want to make sure you can spell the word and make sure you know the definition.
Mm-hmm.
But we're in high school. I mean, come on now. You're in high school. Why should you have to write it three times each, 111 times? That's just crazy. That is
in
that
one
is abuse
night.
Of power. That's
yeah, it really
of power.
Is. Like, and he has, it's like we do, like this week we did three chapters, so we had to do all of the chapter vocabulary words. And it was like one night it was 37 we had to write three times. Like tonight it was 29 words I had to write three times. It's like, and it varies on how much work is, but it's still a lot of work. And he doesn't understand that some of us are athletes and we have practice that we go to. I understand we're student athletes, but at the same time, if I'm not failing your class, I'm doing good in your class. You giving us all this extra work, knowing that we have practice we have to go to, is redundant and ridiculous.
Right. That's ridiculous. I'm so sorry that you have to go through this.
And like, I have another teacher. He's his name is Mr. Cuff. He's my math teacher. I take math to honor.
Okay.
He's autistic. And so today in class, yeah, and he's scared of the dark. And it's pretty bad. Yeah,
yay!
So today in class, we was talking to, you know, and one boy in my class, he's just so weird. But anyway, Mr. Cuff was talking, and he asked Mr. Cuff a question, and Mr. Cuff started yelling at him. And then the boy pulled out his laptop in class to do some work, and Mr. Cuff was like, "Don't get on that in my class, blase, blase. I'll take it away from you." And then Mr. Cuff touched it. Like, he touched his stuff, and the boy was putting it away. And Mr. Cuff, like, touched him and, like, pushed it away and stuff. And the boy got mad. And he was like, "Oh, I can do that. I have the power to do that. I'll write you up, blase, blase. You can't do that." Yes, I'm like, let him touch up on my stuff. Oh, it's going to be a problem.
See, abuse of power and abuse of authority. And I even went through that with a police officer once because I had to catch the bus home, and I ran across the street to catch the bus home. It was green light, but there wasn't any cars coming. And he called me back, and he's like, "Oh, you know," and he gave me a jaywalking ticket. And this was...
What?
I was like 14. He gave me a J. No, I was 15. He gave me a jaywalking ticket for it. And then it was crazy. That was way before I even had my license or my permit. And then I told my mom, but we called the courts and it was nothing there. So we thought it was okay. And then like a year later, I got a letter in the mail telling me that my license was suspended because of the jaywalking ticket. And I'm like, what? I don't even have a license yet. Like, what? It's all about abuse of power and abuse of authority. And I feel like most teachers, most principals, most police officers, especially police officers, they get a high off being in control of something. Like, they get a high off of it. And nobody can say that they don't, because it's like, they're like, "Oh, I don't enjoy doing this." No, you do, because if you didn't enjoy it, you wouldn't do it. It's not like,
exactly.
Oh, okay, a regular homework assignment. That's regular. You know, I mean, people are going to be mad about it, but hey, we expect homework, but I don't expect to be writing one word three times each. Why?
And the definitions are like paragraphs.
Exactly, because they're college courses, so these are going to be college words. These are not just your ABCs.
They're
not
little kick words.
I'm so sorry that you have to go to that. And that is exactly what we talk about with the abuse of power, with the security guard taking phone just because it fell out of my pocket, abuse of power, like with Rave said about them just giving you an F, they're not even trying to help you after school. Like, it's just ridiculous. And I feel like they do that just because we're younger and they feel as though they get high off being in control. That even happened before a recreational center. I had to tell a couple people all about that. And it's like, they're like, "Oh, you're being disrespectful." And it's like, I'm not being disrespectful. I'm just telling you honestly what I think about it. And they don't like when we tell them honestly what we think about things. But just because we're teenagers and we're young and, you know, we're irresponsible, we're not supposed to have a voice, we're not supposed to be heard. Is that what we're going for here? Is you just get to tell me what to do all the time? No, that's not how, I don't think that's how it should be. And I really don't appreciate things like that. So, but it's okay, though. We'll all be grown soon. We won't be little forever. And then we'll have to deal with the real abuse of a power, like the government and everything else. So, you know, I mean, teachers are ridiculous, but hey. These principals are ridiculous, but hey, some of these parents are ridiculous, but hey, you know, I mean, what can we do about it for now? But thank you. I just want to thank everybody for calling in. I want to thank everybody who spoke. I want to thank my grandma for helping me set up the show. We now only have about 40 seconds left, so remember to tune in to me next Thursday. Yes, next Thursday, every Thursday, we will be here at 7 p.m. The show is only it's only 30 minutes. It's called High School Agenda. I just want to thank everybody again. So tune in, folks. Thank you.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, you think we've gotten too radical with our message, well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory. Woo! You better put them hands together and act like you know up in here. Chief Pete. Against me, so